Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Where God's people are. Amen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, the Bible says, is liberty.
Amen.
Amen. Right. I'm going to take my coat off. I know I'll get hot.
I'm sweating like a pig up here.
But I tell you, the Lord is good. And I don't even know how this message is going to go this morning, Brother David. The Lord gave me a thought, but just like He spoke to my heart as I was singing that song, you know. I got to thinking, you know, you was talking about some of the things that you was thinking earlier, you know, about the Christmas story and different things like that. And as I sung that song, It Wasn't His Child, I began to think about, you know, what if Joseph had neglected to be Jesus' father here on this earth? You know, God showed up to him like He did Mary, amen, and told him, amen, that He is supposed to take Mary to be His espoused wife, and told him that He was supposed to raise this child. And you know, Joseph, no doubt, was scared to death the controversy that would have been placed upon that family, amen, if they had found out that Mary had conceived without a father, amen, and without Joseph being the father, amen, or even out of wedlock, no doubt she would have been stoned, amen, as the law was back then. Joseph had every right, no doubt, to stone her, amen, but he was willing to put her away, amen. He was willing to put her away under the disguise of not anybody making it public or anything like that. And what if it had been, amen, that Joseph had not have taken the responsibility of loving that child? You know, he was an adopted son.
Yes.
Amen. Jesus was Joseph's adopted son. Amen. He was not his true-born. Amen. He was not of his blood, of his loins. Amen. But Jesus, amen, was an orphan, amen, without a father here on earth. Hey, and God provided a father, amen, that would be able to raise him, amen, in the same trade that he was in, amen. He was a carpenter by trade, amen, and we find that Jesus was raised in that trade, amen. Like you said, brother, the Pharisees and all those, they said, amen, it's not this Jesus, amen, the carpenter. Hey, they thought he was just a lowly old tradesman. Hey, but I tell you what, Jesus built the bridge, amen, to heaven, amen, that me and you one day,
amen,
after a while, could enjoy the mansions, amen,
amen,
enjoy the kingdom that He's built, amen, the carpenter's son.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God for that. It wasn't His child, but He loved Him enough to take responsibility. You know, they've got those ads out now that says you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Amen. Trying to get more people to adopt children that don't have homes. Amen. Children that don't have families, that don't have mother and father. Amen. The commercials are pretty funny because, amen, the parents don't have a clue what they're doing. They're new at this stuff. Amen. And Joseph, no doubt, never had a son that we know of other than that. Later on, they had more children. Amen. Hey, we find the brother, Jesus had brothers. Amen. We know that they had children later on. Amen, but I tell you what, it was probably his first time, amen, ever knowing what it meant like to be a parent, amen. Hey, and one day after a while, we find that Jesus was in the temple to confounding the religious leaders. Hey, and Mary went back. They had already left without even knowing he wasn't there. Amen, and they went back and found Jesus in the temple, amen, preaching to those who were supposed to be wiser than he was.
Amen.
Hey man, I tell you what, you're talking about a Christmas story. Hey, that's a Christmas story. Like I've ever heard it before. Hey, that God would send a man. Hey man, that would love the Savior enough. Hey, to be a father to him, amen. What if Jesus had suffered the statistics that we know about today about people, the children left out on the streets being without a father and a mother? Talking about the same sex relationships that's going on. You know, it's been scientifically proven. Hey, studies and research after research. Hey, man, it's been proven that a child needs both a father and a mother to be able to be raised. Amen, to live a normal, healthy lifestyle. They don't care about their kids. All they want is their lust, amen, consuming upon themselves.
Amen.
Hey, for this cause we find in Romans that God gave them over to a reprobate mind,
yes,
so that they could do those things that are not convenient.
Yes.
Even God Himself defines it as not convenient, defines these alternate so-called lifestyles as unnatural and abominable in His sight.
Amen.
Amen. They like to use the Bible in Revelation where it says, if you're lukewarm, He'll spew you out of His mouth. Amen. Literally vomit you out of His mouth. Just like the Jonah vomit, or the whale vomited Jonah out of his mouth, God caused that whale to have a good old-fashioned stomach virus, and He spit him up on dry land. But when it comes to things that are abominable, hey, they don't want to get into that. They don't want to tread into that. But you know what abominable means? It makes God sick.
Amen. Yeah.
God saw fit. Boy, I tell you, you never hear about Joseph. I'd never thought about this before, Dave. You never hear about Joseph.
No.
Brand new father. Didn't even know what it meant to raise a child. Hey, man, but he loved him like he was his own.
Yes.
Hey, he took him as his own. And the song says, as he watched him grow, he loved that boy like he was his own. Praise God for a father that would stand up. Amen, and love the Savior of the world. Hey, I believe, I tell you what, I don't know if Jesus ever been spanked or not. Hey, but the Bible says, amen, if you spare the rod, you hate your son.
Amen.
Hey, no doubt he was a father, and he was as strict as any old father would be on his own son. No doubt didn't pull any punches when it come to discipline. I don't know what Jesus was like as a child. All we know is from the time of his birth till he's 12 years old, there's a gap there we don't know anything about.
Yeah.
And then later on, from the time he's 12 years old to the time he reappears on the scene where John is baptizing in the wilderness, there's another gap there. For some reason, that's a mystery. Nobody knows what happened there. It's never been recorded that we know of. But I believe, you know, I don't know what happened to Joseph. I thought about that, Brother David. We don't hear much of Joseph mentioned after the first few chapters of the Gospel. Amen. From then on, it's all about Mary and what she's done. It's all about Mary and her asking her. Amen. Even in John chapter 2, when they had the marriage of Cana. Hey, man, Mary had to come and be the one that would intercede, hey, on the behalf of the servants to her son, and had to say, whatever he bids to you, do that. Mary was on the scene for, well, I don't know when Joseph died. We don't know anything about that. But as we see, as we go on, we find out that Mary was the one that had to be the one to see him at the cross. Never said Joseph was there. Amen. Mary had, like you said, her heart was pierced through with a sword, her soul. Amen. Mary had to deal with that. Amen. That whole story about Christmas doesn't end with the manger, friend. Hey, it doesn't end with the wise men coming from the east. Hey, following his star to the place where Jesus lay. Everybody gathered around the shepherds hearing the voice of Gabriel proclaiming glad tidings and great joy to all people. Hey, man, it doesn't end there. Amen. It goes on through the years. We find that he was persecuted. Hey, they called him many names. Hey, man, he had to go into the temple and teach. He had to go into the temple and throw those out that sold things, merchandise in the temple. Amen. It goes on past that till we find that Christ is tried, amen, for being a criminal, and all he did was go about doing good things.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, the world today is crying, give us Barabbas.
Yes.
They're crying, we want the lifestyle. We want the wickedness. We want the sin. We don't want to have anything to do with this Jesus. Just go ahead and crucify him. That's why they don't like Christmas.
Amen.
That's why they want to say season's greetings, happy holidays. Hey, I tell you what, happy holidays ain't happy without Christmas.
Amen.
They like you to buy their merchandise when it goes on sale, but they don't want to use Christmas.
Come on.
And that's the most profitable time of the year for those people.
Yeah.
Boy, I think we read it this morning in Psalms, or no, it was... I read that verse in Isaiah 9 where he told them he was hypocrites. A lot of people today, a lot of hypocrites saying we don't want to have anything to do with Jesus. Hey, but when Christmas time rolls around, you can be sure to shop here for your presents.
Amen.
Don't have an idea what Christmas is about.
No.
The world has gotten so ignorant of Christmas and so ignorant of Christ. Amen. Like I said, it doesn't end with a manger. Amen. They like to see Jesus as the baby in the manger. Hey, but they don't realize, amen, he's gone on to be judge and Lord and King of kings, and every tongue shall confess and every knee shall bow with the things done on this earth, whether good or bad. We find Jesus mentioning that many times in the Bible. how he sent out an invitation to a supper. Hey, and not everybody was in the right wedding garment. And some of them were cast out. Amen. And to the tormentors. Amen. And we find a lot of that in Scripture where Christ continues to warn them of judgment to come.
Amen.
Amen. Of Him being the judge. Of Him being not the Savior of the world, but also the judge of the world.
Amen.
Amen. It wasn't Joseph's child. He was God's child.
Yes.
Amen. But I'm glad that God sent Joseph. Amen. To be the father of His only, of God's only begotten Son. Amen. I'm still glad for the good old fashioned King James Bible. I'll still read that till the day I die. Amen. I don't like these modern versions.
Amen.
They like to take the name Joseph and they like to say that that was his father. And you read that awful closely and they'll say Mary and his father. They don't say Joseph. The Bible never says that Joseph was Jesus' father. He was not his biological father.
Amen.
Holy Ghost conceived.
Yeah.
Amen. And rested on Mary, and she was conceived. He was conceived of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He was a virgin. You know what that does? That ruins the whole prophecy of Isaiah when they take that part out and they try to pervert that. But most people that don't study their Bible don't notice it. Mm. They don't notice things like that. A lot of research done on things they take out of the Bible, things they add to the Bible, and three times in the Bible. I believe it's in Proverbs, it's in Deuteronomy, the beginning, Proverbs, the middle, and Revelation, the end. It says, do not add nor take away to the words of the prophecy of this book, because your portion of the book of life will be taken away, and the plagues of this book can be added to you if
Amen.
You do.
Amen.
I tell you what, didn't have a clue I was going to say all that, brother. I tell you what, I don't know what the Lord would have me do next. You know, I had on my heart to preach at a... We had a prayer meeting. Amen. Just pray for me this morning. Try to obey the Lord.
Bless you.
We had a prayer meeting. Every second Friday night of every month, we have a prayer meeting. Men's prayer meeting down at Cornerstone Church. Amen. In Muddy Pond. And this last one was the last one of the year, and we went down there and... Boy, we always have about nine and 12 or 13 shows up. There's a few that are faithful all the time, and some of them just don't make it all the time. Amen. But we got to going around, and we always share our testimony. We always share our prayer requests, and sometimes we get a little happy, and we have service. We have a little testify, a little bit of preaching. Well, the Lord allowed me to get a little happy this week. Amen. On Friday night, begin to think about and talk about the things that God had done for me this year. I like to look back every December and see where God has brought me from, see how much He's brought me to. Amen. And I begin to think about, you know, God put it on my heart about Psalm 91. Amen. How He is, you can see 1,000 fall at thy left hand and 10,000 at thy right hand. Hey, but it shall not come nigh thy dwelling. Amen. I begin to ponder about things that's going on in this life. Amen. And things that God has brought me from. And not only that, Brother David, but things that God has kept me from. Amen. I've seen at least two preachers that I know used to be on fire for the Lord. Amen. And they took and turned their back on God this past
Amen.
Year. And my heart breaks for those.
Amen.
I prayed and I prayed. But amen, it's going to have to be a decision they make on their own. Amen. If they want to serve the Lord or not. Amen. But I begin to think about that. I've seen them fall left and right. But God, thank God, thanks be to God, He has kept me in the palm of His hand.
Amen.
In the shadow of His wings. Amen. I can trust in Him because He is my refuge.
Amen.
I said the other night, I said, God has got the, still got the, you know, we used to sing that song, Brother David. He's got the whole world in His hands. And I said, you know, it seems like when we're kids that makes sense and we like to sing about that. But all of a sudden when we get bigger, all the world just floods in and we forget that God is still in control.
Amen.
He's still got this whole wide world. Amen. He's got earth in His hands. He's got Jupiter, Mars. He's got the moon. He's got the sun. He's got the whole galaxy in the universe. Man just cannot fathom what's
Amen.
Out there.
Hallelujah.
God is out there. God's out there, and if you're saved, He's in here.
Right.
Amen. He's working in here. He's doing things that scientists cannot put their finger on. Amen. He still works miracles today. I've heard so many different stories about people being healed of cancer. Amen. And healed of all these different diseases. Amen. Because they put their trust not in man, but in God.
Amen.
the one who sent His only begotten Son to this earth, that we might not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, later on down there, in verse 17, it says, God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Not through Muhammad, not through Buddha, not through Joseph Smith, not through whoever else you can name under the sun. There is none other name given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
Than that is the name of Jesus Christ. Acts 4:12. Boy, I tell you what, I'm glad for that man that came here and gave his life. He gave the best Christmas gift ever me and you could ever have. Hey, and that's eternal life, friends. Amen.
Amen.
The greatest Christmas present, I say it once and I'll say it again. The greatest Christmas present me and you could ever have was not wrapped up, amen, in big boxes and bowls and packages. Hey, it wasn't a big, pretty present. Amen. But it was wrapped in swaddling clothes.
Amen.
And laid in a manger.
Yeah. That's good.
And then later on, He was wrapped in the death garments.
Yeah.
Amen. But He unwrapped that present. Amen. And look what came forth out of that grave. The grave clothes laid in the tomb. Everything that represented death was left in the tomb. And Christ came forth alive and well.
Amen.
And where we read in 1 Corinthians 15 that He was seen, hey, of Cephas and Paul, amen, as one born out of due time, and of the apostles, and above 500 brethren, all at once. You know, I've heard it said there's more evidence of the resurrection of Christ than there is that Hitler even existed.
Yes.
I've heard it said that, but yet people still refuse to acknowledge their sin. Amen, because the Bible talks about in the John 3, I think it is, still talking about that, he said, amen, that they loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil.
Right.
They loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. And if you read on down, verse 18 in John 3, it talks about how, amen, if you believe in your heart, he that believeth is not condemned, but he believeth not is condemned already. Amen. It's not all about believing, amen, that we have a nice Christmas every year. Amen. It's not just about believing that Jesus Christ came to the earth. A lot of people believe He came to the earth, Brother David. Even the Muslims over there that are killing people and blowing people's heads off and all this other stuff. Even they believe that Jesus was a great prophet. Amen. They don't believe Him to be the Son of God. They got a problem with that, just like the Pharisees did. Amen. Even the devil believes and trembles. But amen, I tell you what, it's the difference between daylight and dark, amen, that you believe that Christ not only came to this world, but He died and He was raised again.
Amen.
A lot of people have problems with believing that He came, but they have a lot of problem believing that He had the power, amen, to resurrect Himself. The Bible says that He had to be the first fruits of them that slept. Amen. Amen. So He faced death for every man so that we wouldn't have to face death.
Amen.
We would have to face that old horrible death called the second death, which is the lake of fire. Amen. We could live forevermore. Amen. He promised many people in the Bible, He said, of the woman, He said, if you drink of this water, you'll never thirst again. You'll have rivers of living water flowing up from your belly. Amen. Today, with the Holy Spirit inside, that's just exactly what it feels like. Your just cup is running over and just pouring out. Amen. And you can face tomorrow because He lives.
Amen.
He died once for all, and now He is ever living to make intercession for me and you, Brother David, for everyone that's here that would have Him. He came first to His own, and His own received Him not. But to them that received Him, He gave them power to become the sons of God. Amen. I'm glad for that power. Glad for that right that God had give us His inheritance, give us a joint, but to be a joint heir with Christ. All because of what His Son did on Calvary. We don't realize the wonderful, precious gift, amen, that Christ gave to us. Amen. The greatest Christmas present of all. I'm going to ask if you stand. I believe the Lord's cleared my heart. Hey, I'm glad when the Lord works like this. Hey, if you have a need in your heart, amen, this altar is open. Amen. And God is saying, whosoever will, let them come and partake of the water of life freely. He said in Isaiah 55, everyone that thirsts, come and partake of the water of life freely. Buy bread with that money. Amen. I'm glad today that it's a free gift. Best gift you'll ever have in your life. Would you come? Would there be somebody that needs to come this morning to pray? Whatever the need may be. You may be saved. You may have something on your heart. May have a lost loved one. May have people that you have in your heart that God has burdened. amen, on your heart. This altar is open. God is waiting with outstretched arms to receive anyone that will be willing to come, amen, and pray to Him and trust Him with their prayers. It's just as important that we trust God with our prayers as it is that we come to Him with our prayers. Amen. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You must believe that God is God. You say, preacher, I believe that God is God. Amen. Do you really? Are you really willing to lay it down on the altar and say, God, I'm letting You have it. I'm tired of walling around with it. You can have it. And you leave it and you walk away and you trust God with whatever that problem is in your life. Is there one that would come and give it all to the Lord this morning as we tarry just a little bit longer? Amen. I'm glad God beckons us to come just as we are. That old says, the song says, just as I am, thou wilt receive. We'll welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve. God can relieve you of your problems. He can relieve you of your sin. He can relieve you of your burdens. Amen. He can lift that heavy load. If you'll just leave it on the altar and leave it in His care, He can do that. Amen. Appreciate everyone's attention today. Appreciate the opportunity and the invitation to come out and share with you what God has shared with me. Hey, I got it just as Jens did. Got it just a split second before Jens did. And I'm glad that the Lord works that way. I'm glad He's never failed. He's always nearby. He's always with us if we'll just take hold of His hand and let Him lead. Thank God for being here. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Pastor.